圆满结束了加拿大温哥华的七场演出后，美国神韵巡回艺术团即将奔赴以石油和牛仔闻名于世、号称加息之心的卡尔加里市完成三场演出。卡尔加里政界、艺术界和商界名流正在热切期盼神韵巡回艺术团在金喜剧院的精彩演出。下面请看本台报道。
美国神韵艺术团即将抵达卡尔加里，于4月12号和13号在著名的金喜剧院完成三场演出。卡尔加里的三级政府官员早在2月份就通过本台表达了自己对神韵的期待。
Oh, how beautiful.
That's wonderful. I would look very much forward to going.
演出前的一个月，演出的承办方收到大量政界、艺术界、教育界和商界名流的贺信。卡尔加里东区国会议员、加拿大外交部议会秘书长迪帕克·奥伯哈在贺信中表示，能够再次见证这个集5000年传统文化的古典舞蹈和音乐盛会，是卡尔加里人的荣幸。卡尔加里野玫瑰区国会议员布雷克·理查德在贺信中表示，享誉世界的神韵已在我们国家成为美谈。亚伯塔省文化部部长林德塞·布拉基特表示，凭着世界级的演出和令人炫目的舞蹈，神韵独特的表演艺术和文化体验是我们绝不能错过的。卡尔加里市七区市议员杜苏菲表示，这场演出所表现出来的美和人的尊严将震撼卡尔加里人，是卡城华人社区庆祝自己传统遗产的绝佳机会。卡尔加里人也会从这一宏伟的演出中体验独特的文化。北美最成功和具创新性之一的加拿大专业剧团卡尔加里歌剧院首席执行官鲍勃表示，神韵用其质感而丰富的作品展示中国文化和遗产，让我们的城市受之有幸。世界一流的演员和乐队配合绚丽的天幕和服装，将震撼观看演出的每个亚省人。亚伯塔省省长和多位省市议员及西捷航空公司总裁、卡尔加里商会总裁都相继发来贺信，祝演出圆满成功。新唐人记者石原南奇，卡尔加里报道。
4月12日和13日是复活节周末，卡尔加里的金喜剧院再次迎来了美国神韵艺术团。卡尔加里城政界、艺术界、商界、教育界等各界名流感谢神韵带来了复活节的礼物。请看综合报道。
4月12日和13日，神韵艺术团第三年莅临加西牛仔之都卡尔加里，以全新的节目现场交响乐队伴奏，再次带领观众领略神传文化的博大精深。卡尔加里政界、艺术界、商界、教育界等各界众多名流观赏晚会后表示，这是复活节收到的最好的礼物。阿尔伯塔省省议员哈瑞·蔡斯感叹，神韵晚会在短短的两个半小时将5000年中华文化表达得淋漓尽致，并代表全省人感谢神韵艺术团带来的复活节礼物。在12日的贵宾招待会上，卡尔加里教育局局长贝弗利·休伯特向神韵艺术团颁奖，他称赞神韵演出完美无瑕。
Performers were extremely talented. The costumes were stunning. The choreography was extremely complex. And I want to congratulate you on a flawless performance.
卡尔加里歌剧院董事会主席伊万·韩泽尔在贵宾会上说，神韵的到来让每一位观众度过了美妙的时光。神韵演出中精湛的中国古典舞、中西合璧的现场乐队伴奏，也倾倒了卡城的艺术界。
It's awesome. It's inspiring. It is a work of art in itself to get an ensemble of that amount of people, not only the performers but the musicians, together and to work in harmony is in itself awesome. It is an astounding work of art.
卡城商界人士也认为，神韵的制作整体上带给人光明、喜悦，能让人精神得到升华，对生活充满希望。
And spring always brings people's spirits up. That's what the show felt like to me. And what a beautiful thing to do on an Easter Sunday afternoon is to see a show of hope and of spring.
And they're spreading the message of honesty, truth.And cooperation and kindness.
卡尔加里华人希望神韵能早日在中国大陆上演，并认为这样的日子不远了。
我觉得应该是很快。我也希望这个节目，神韵节目能尽快的能到大陆去演。
四月十三日晚，美国神韵巡回艺术团结束了在加拿大西部石油重镇卡尔加里的三场演出。接下来，他们将继续奔赴加拿大西部巡回演出的第三站——阿尔伯塔省的艾明顿市，在那里再连演三场神韵晚会。这是新唐人记者朱峰在加拿大卡尔加里为您报道。
加拿大埃尔德里舞蹈学院舞蹈教师兼艺术总监苏珊·兰因从十岁的学生那里得到的复活节礼物是观看神韵在卡尔加里的演出。兰因也因此第一次领略了中国古典舞独有的韵味。下面我们来听一听这位舞蹈老师是如何欣赏中国舞的。
加拿大埃尔德里舞蹈学院艺术总监苏珊·兰因有着17年的舞蹈教学经验，他给神韵演出打满分，也尤其欣赏完全不同于西方舞蹈体系的中国古典舞。
One of the things that I really liked was how they walk. I like their heel toe walk, and it just looks like they're floating. I like dancing that does tell stories. I like the strength of the male dancers, but I love the precision of the female dancers. I loved all the little hand gestures. Sorry, Haley. I liked all the hand gestures and the little.There was one dance that had three different movements in the arms, it went juk juk juk, and it was just, I like all the little details.
兰因也赞叹神韵艺术团乐团的现场演奏为舞蹈增色。
I like the dynamics of having a live orchestra because it just brings out the richness of the movement and it just is married together and it blends and it's...The dancers had the same kind of energy that the orchestra was portraying, and that was very nice to see.
他感到神韵的演员是用心灵跳舞。
I'm always telling my dancers to dance from their heart, and I totally felt that. I was sitting in the third row from the front, and I could see every little intricacy of their eyebrows and just how...detailed every part of their body was while they were performing.
兰因希望其他的舞蹈演员都能看到神韵，从中领略中国古典舞独特的韵味。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
2009年，加拿大小姐莎朗一直活跃于多项非盈利与慈善活动。4月12日，在卡尔加里金喜剧院观看了美国神韵演出后，赞叹神韵是十分精彩的顶级演出。
2009年，加拿大小姐莎朗·斯梅德拉给神韵演出打满分。
The show overall was amazing. I have such a peaceful feeling now, and I had an excellent message behind it. The performance was amazing. The dancers, the choreography, the orchestra, the singers, everything worked together to bring an amazing performance. It was beautiful.
神韵传达的信息也深深打动了他。
My favorite part of the show, aside from the traditional costumes, that was amazing as well, the colors were beautiful, was a piece about compassion and dignity. And it was amazing just to show the message behind it, where there are so many things going on in the world, so many things happening that we can still, you know, we're all from the same thing and we can have compassion for one another.
这位被感动了的加拿大小姐也想和更多的人分享神韵。
At the whole performance together, it was so peaceful, and I recommend it to anyone. I have a link on my website to the show.
新唐人记者熊宇，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
神韵在卡尔加里的演出吸引了众多艺术界人士。艺皇兔剧院资深演员安迪·科尔提斯和女儿一起观看演出后，由衷的赞叹。请看本台记者发来的详细报道。
One Yellow Rabbit 剧团是加拿大最有名的剧团之一，成立于1982年，一直活跃于加拿大和海外舞台。剧团演员科尔提斯和女儿看完神韵在卡尔加里的第二场演出后非常惊叹。
It was a wonderful show. We loved it. I shouldn't speak for her.
It was so cool. I've never seen anything like that.
It was spectacularly colorful. It covered so many different aspects of classical Chinese culture, which I'm unfamiliar with until now. This was my first viewing of any Chinese culture of a classical nature. And it was beautifully performed, incredibly energetic, incredibly colorful. The choreography was fantastic. The scenography, the backdrops were stunning to look at. The orchestra was beautiful.
科尔提斯说，他和其他观众一样，都被演出深深吸引了。
I was quite stunned. As a performer myself, I'm often conscious of the audience and how the audience is responding. The audience was very still. Their attention was particularly glued to the narrative. There are so many moments in the show that are cause for thought and give pause for thought and reflection, and yet the show moves along. So if you think too much, you're going to miss something. So I had to tell myself, okay, stop thinking, just watch and enjoy.Let it wash over me.
科尔提斯说，这场演出不仅仅是娱乐，还给人以启示。
The primary thing that I took from the show was notions of dignity and compassion, which I thought was beautiful. That was one of my favorite pieces in the show. And there is content beyond just entertainment. So the intelligence behind that the creators of this show put in very much came through to me.
这是新唐人记者朱丹在加拿大卡尔加里报道。石油工程师朱先生已经是连续第三年看神韵演出，他说自己很高兴，也很荣幸又有机会来欣赏纯正的中国传统文化。
这个演出的真正就是代表了一个中国的传统文化，它是纯的，哎，纯的，特别纯。传在哪儿呢？就是发自内心的那种纯正啊，善良啊，和谐，对人的那种啊和睦。那么另外一个特点呢，就是把这个人的本性这个善良的一面贴在尽善尽美，这是一点。另外一点呢，就是把这个有些对人类恶的一面也同时呢表演出来。那实际上这个我挺感动的，因为我看到有些节目的时候我就掉泪了。因为人本来就是人类呢，人呢，他本来就一定要是一个善良的，对吧？一个和谐的世界。实际上，那种恶的那种东西的话呢，是人类是不应该存在的。实际上很感动，实际上这个节目也很受教育。我们为什么每次都来呢？的意思就是，因为我从中呢能学到了很多东西一个，另外对自己心灵的净化呢也非常好。
朱先生认为，神韵这样真正美好的艺术，大陆人一定会喜欢。
那么我觉得呢，大这个神韵节目要是通过新唐人了，通过这个到大陆去演的话，我觉得99%的人都愿意看。我觉得他这一天不会太远，应该这么讲，应该是我觉得应该是很快。我也希望这个节目神韵节目能尽快的能到大陆去演。
这是新唐人记者朱丹在加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在加拿大西部重镇卡尔加里的三场演出风靡全城，也令当地许多艺术界和影视界人士为之折服。请看本台记者的报道。
马克·霍普金是卡尔加里著名剧团 One Yellow Rabbit 的编剧和演员，他看完演出后对舞蹈家们的演技十分赞叹。
As I was saying, the choreography is quite impressive. The precision and the sort of vivacity of the dancers is quite overwhelming, actually. It's great to see that number of people with that amount of talent all working in unison. Amazingly talented. I find that, they're able to combine sort of precision of movement with a great deal of energy. Like I said, it's the first time I've seen this, so it's very exciting to be exposed to this sort of dance. The stories of the gods ascending from the heavens and sharing their wisdom or sharing their lessons with humanity is kind of impressive. And it's really interesting how they can convey stories very clearly through movement, which, you know, takes talent to do.
菲弗·弗兰德斯是一位有着20多年经验的戏剧演员兼电视制片人，他被神韵的编导、制作和表达的精神内涵深深吸引。
I think what's absolutely phenomenal about the show is the integration of the multimedia with the dancers and the costume, but it's an epic story. I mean, it's just a beautiful, heartwarming, epic story that incorporates traditional Chinese music with traditional movement that, of course, is really difficult to see in Western culture, and I suppose in China as well. And so it's phenomenal that the piece about the persecution was just really heartwarming and touching, and I love the way you've paced it together And it's beautiful to see the deities come down and come back up. So it's something for everyone of all traditions. Thank you so much. I mean, there are so many values that are universal values, the values of tolerance, of patience, of love, compassion, coming together and offering them up. It's just absolutely fabulous.
弗兰德斯对神韵演出的评价是顶级中的顶级。
Oh, 10 out of 10, more.
这是新唐人记者熊宇在加拿大卡尔加里报道。
凯楼格安是加拿大阿尔伯塔省最大的韩文报纸出版商兼执行总裁。他观看了美国神韵巡回艺术团在卡尔加里的演出后感触良多。
这是凯卢格安连续第二年观看神韵的演出，他被中国的历史和传统文化深深地打动了。
Including the live orchestra as well, I enjoyed all of them very much. Like, it was very interesting that it was blooming on the palm of the Buddha.
他还谈到有关精神信仰法轮功被迫害的节目，让他非常触动。
Yeah, it was very impressive, and in the same time.I felt very sorry because I understand that the Falun Gong is a kind of a restricted activity in China. Well, there is a freedom of religion in the rest of the world.
凯卢格安想要将神韵演出推荐给韩文周报的读者。
I think I really, you know, enjoy it and it's really fantastic. Yeah, so...I am really one more time impressed with the you know, long history of China and the Chinese culture. I would advertise more and I'll let the Korean community people know more about it so they can come over and watch it.
新唐人记者熊宇，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
神韵在卡尔加里的演出也吸引了金融界的人士。大卫·克里提斯认为，演出不仅令人陶醉，还能帮助人们从经济危机的困境中摆脱出来。
大卫·克里斯提是加拿大皇家银行财富管理加西地区副总裁。他在神韵卡尔加里第三场演出后的贵宾酒会上向演员代表们敬酒，感谢神韵来到卡尔加里。
So, a toast to the great performance tonight.We thank you very much and look forward to seeing you next year.
克里斯提说，神韵演出令他十分惊喜。
I thought it was a fantastic show. I thoroughly enjoyed them. And I missed last year because I was out of town. So I made a commitment to be here this year. And now I know what I missed last year. Because it was something that I'd never experienced before. So it was really a fantastic show. I thought it was great with the overall history and the cultural history that I learned from the show.And the whole show was phenomenal, whether it was the drummers at the beginning, the dancers, the singers, the opera singers, and so forth. What I thought was really neat about it was such a variety. So it kept you involved the whole time versus, you know, one play going on forever. It was a lot of variety, which really kept the interest of the audience and myself. So I really enjoyed that part of it.
作为一位金融家克里斯提先生说，神韵演出能帮助人在经济困难时期调整情绪。
I think people have to kind of get away from all the negative that goes on, and I think this is a perfect example of something that you know brings some real joy to people, and forget about the you know the other difficult things you're getting back in your office. So I think it's fantastic, and people should take advantage. Next year when it comes back, I would recommend other friends and family attend it because I don't think.It's well enough known how good a production it really is. And so that will be my takeaway is that, number one, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And secondly, I will tell friends and family how good the performance actually was.
这是新唐人记者朱丹在加拿大卡尔加里报道。
加拿大珠宝设计师诺瓦克鲁托和丈夫吉雷斯克鲁托一起观赏了神韵在卡尔加里的最后一场演出，两人都庆幸能够在复活节看到弘扬神传文化的世界级演出。他们说，神韵的美无法用语言形容，其神圣的内涵能够感动每一个人。
加拿大珠宝设计师诺瓦克鲁托和丈夫吉雷斯克鲁托认为，神韵能感动每一个人，是因为它传递的信息超越了种族和信仰，带给人希望，使人觉醒。
So it's awakening, you know, it's awakening.
It touches everyone. It doesn't matter if you are Buddhist, if you are Muslim, if you are Christian, it will touch you and moves you. It's a way of life. of you have to learn to love yourself, to be able to love others. Is actually an eye opener, okay, for me personally, and it shows me that it doesn't matter where you are. Everybody looks for a better way of life, for the truth, to be happy and compassionate to others, and it gives you a hope in eternal life. And even in China,
克鲁托先生从神韵中也体悟到生命的意义。
This life is just it's just a blow in the wind compared to eternity, and everything is decided in this life for eternity. So make the best of it. They bring message of hope, message of happiness, even to the despair, to what's happening right now.
克鲁托夫妇对神韵的艺术性也赞不绝口。
It's perfect. It's excellent. There's no flaw. Yeah, it's wonderful. I love it. We're going to come back again next year when you guys come back. Yeah.
新唐记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
观赏了美国神韵巡回艺术团在卡尔加里的演出之后，
歌唱家迪安·马特利和他的朋友戏剧导演乔登由衷赞叹神韵高超的艺术水准，并感谢神韵带给他们创作的灵感。迪安·马特利从事声乐表演艺术多年，曾荣获卡尔加里社区剧院联盟奖。他对神韵晚会中的歌唱、舞蹈和天幕背景等每个细节都赞赏有加。
It was mesmerizing. It was beautiful. It was a natural flow, disciplined. The singing was incredible. Lots of support, energy. It was a
colorful.
Colorful. There was a peaceful energy on the stage. And I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of it.
乔登集编剧、导演和表演于一身。 首次观赏了中国古典舞后，他才了解到体操中翻腾跳跃的高难度动作都来自中国古典舞。Gymnastics
stole all that tumbling, and I thought, you know, ban the Olympics because all that tumbling.
作为艺术家，看神韵让他获得更多的创作灵感。As
artists too, creating theater ourselves, it's really neat to have exposure to other forms of artistic or other forms of theater. Because that would help us in the future going forward, you know, having that kind of education and that different ideas, right?
迪安·马特利特别欣赏女舞蹈演员在舞台上的飘逸和灵动。
The women, when they were on stage, when they walked, they like floated across the stage. You could barely hear them. They had this way about them, and it was just so magical.
新唐人记者肖峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在加拿大卡尔加里市的三场演出在当地引起了强烈的反响。卡尔加里市议员瑞克·麦克维以及下村半月湾市市长特德·海斯克在观看神韵演出后赞叹演出的美好。卡尔加里市议员瑞克·麦克威尔在观看了4月13日的神韵演出后，出席了当晚主办方举办的贵宾招待会，并致辞。The
messages of inspiration and hope were beautiful. The chance for those that would do violence to other people, and the chance for redemption on those that had violence done unto them. So I think those are very strong messages delivered in a setting that was beautiful, artistic, just very powerful. And this is, thank you for bringing this show to the city of Calgary. Well, thank you for making our city that little bit better by having such a terrific show for all of us to share tonight.
瑞克·麦克威尔议员在接受采访时兴致勃勃地谈到了他喜欢的一个个节目。
I love the drums, the two drum pieces. It was very, very, very special performance. I like the tenor. The tenor was, tenor singing was very good, and very glad I came. I'm likely to be coming back again the next time it comes.
Summer Village and Half Moon Bay 市市长特德·海斯克和夫人也观看了今年在卡尔加里的最后一场神韵演出。
The whole show is amazing.
I encourage everybody to come see it. It's spectacular.
这是新唐人记者熊宇在加拿大卡尔加里报道。捷克第二大城市波尔诺是今年神韵纽约艺术团欧洲巡回的第十三站，正值复活节，神韵晚会成为捷克人最好的复活节礼物。成立于13世纪的欧洲城波尔诺拥有悠久的历史与丰富的文化传统，位于市中心的雅纳切克剧院是捷克最著名的国家剧院之一，每年都迎来众多喜爱艺术的热情观众。今年的神韵晚会就在这里上演。波尔诺广播电台主持人婉德洛娃女士是捷克最受欢迎的媒体人士之一，她最喜欢神韵晚会中以舞蹈演员呈现的女性柔美。
Musím říct, že to, co jsem zatím viděla, protože máme za sebou první polovinu, tak je naprosto ohromující. Ta něha čínských krásek je úžasná. Nedivím se, že mají tolik úspěchu po světě, že se všude ve světě koří tomu.
整个演出过程中，座无虚席的雅诺切克剧院里响起一阵阵热烈的掌声和欢呼声。演出结束时，全体观众起立鼓掌，用雷鸣般的掌声将大鼓四度催开。新唐电视台库尔诺记者站采访报道。特鲁赫拉什是一位舞鞋生产商，他的工厂生产捷克传统舞鞋和其他各种舞蹈鞋。为了能买到首场神韵晚会的门票，热爱文化的特鲁赫拉什费了不少心力。
Udělal pro to všechno, abych sehnal rychle lístky, i když bylo to potíž, nemohl jsem je sehnat, ale nakonec se mi to podařilo, během týdne jsem je měl. Celkový dojem je ohromný, je to na úžasný prostě, je tam vidět ty výkony sportovní těch lidí prostě a taneční. Ohromná byla choreografie u toho udělaná a líbily se mi ta výprava byla fantastická, jo, to skutečně dělalo takový bombastický dojem, nádherný prostě. A potom ty tanečníci jednotlivé skupiny byli jeden jako druhý, bylo to nádherný prostě. Je to uchvatný zážitek.
曾经经历过共产集权专制，特鲁赫拉什喜欢晚会中涉及人权迫害的节目。
Že se mi líbilo i to, že tam prostě trošku jako politický podtext tom, že tam prostě ukazujou tu v té Číně prostě, že tam ještě to není úplně všechno v pořádku a že tam ty lidi jsou prostě žijí trošku jinak, svobodněji, než jako žijou do dneška. A to tak ty lidi naše jako teda zaujalo velice, se to vyjádřilo i v tom potlesku, kde ty lidi hned se toho chopili a pochopili, o co tam jde. To bylo hezké.
捷克反不正当竞争局副主席纳鲁达和太太一起观赏了神韵晚会。
To představení je velmi osvěžující, je to příjemná zábava.
Opravdu musím říct,
teď si nevymýšlím, že se mě dotkla ta předposlední část ze současnosti. To bylo velmi emotivní a myslím, že velmi dobře rozumím tomu příběhu a tomu neštěstí, které se v současné Číně děje. Cítíte atmosféru samozřejmě, cítíte, Čína se samozřejmě takhle stváří velmi moderně, ale cítíte to, že ne všechno je v pořádku a tak.
由于原定于4月11日和12日的两场演出门票很快被抢购一空，组织方临时增加4月12日下午场，以解波尔诺观众对神韵的热切期盼之情。新唐波尔诺记者站采访报道。
捷克首都布尔诺原定举办两场神韵晚会，由于门票供不应求，演出前几天主办单位决定在4月12号下午加演一场，让更多热爱文化的人们有机会一饱眼福。
4月12号在布尔诺举办的神韵演出下午场令许多慕名而来的观众满足了心愿。来自南京县居住在意大利的两位女士在网上听说了神韵晚会，并看了观众反馈视频，现在终于有机会在捷克看到了现场演出，倪女士很高兴。
本来我们是想看晚上那场，然后已经没有票了。颜色搭配的挺好，比较令人眼前一亮。
观看演出的大部分观众是来自捷克各地的西方人，倪女士觉得西方人也很认同中国文化。
挺好，反正因为我看的时候也在看旁边人的反应。他们一开始看到我们去看，可能觉得我们是中国人，就对我们笑。然后看的时候，他们，反正我旁边那个人一直在鼓掌，然后声音就把我的，就感觉我一直在听到他鼓掌，声音挺大的。就是他们可能还比较认同，很认同中国这个文化，文化还是挺有意思，很博大。
4岁开始学习舞蹈的王女士，对舞蹈与服装大加赞赏。
我觉得挺宏大的场面，歌舞表演，就是舞蹈表演挺不错的，和那个服装设计的，因为我们学纺织嘛，感觉那个服装设计挺好，颜色搭配啊，还有那个，就因为它长袖突出那个舞蹈的那种感觉，就是一种真实吧。
4月12号晚间的神韵演出是在捷克的最后一场演出，已经门票告罄。新唐人捷克布尔诺记者站报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在捷克布尔诺的演出得到了布尔诺各界观众的赞赏。布尔诺广播交响乐团的声乐家戈瓦克不仅惊叹于神韵晚会的精湛艺术，也感受到其中深邃的内涵。
声乐家戈瓦克用独一无二来评价神韵晚会的艺术成就。
No, v krátkosti bylo to skutečně velkolepé.Reprodukce na tom plátně, ta byla taky úžasná, takže nám to přibližovalo i tu krajinu, což je velice důležité, to bych nerad zapomněl. A celkově to bylo skutečně, skutečně nevídané a úžasné.
神韵晚会的内涵令戈瓦克产生强烈共鸣。
Se ta společnost ubírá přes zisk a vyšší produktivitu a peníze a já nevím co všecko. A ono, ta pravda, ta životní pravda, ta je úplně někde jinde. My si nic do toho hrobu nevezmeme, takže mně se to velice líbilo tady v tomto směru. To jsem s tím naprosto souzněl.
手风琴师维特高瓦女士在杨乃克音乐艺术学校学习。身为专业人士的他注意到乐队成员和指挥的默契配合。
Dirigentku i na hráče, a to je perfektně sladěný, teda úplně rádo se podívat, protože z nich jde pozitivní energie a technicky je to precizní.
新唐人捷克布尔诺记者站采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在捷克布尔诺的演出4月12号晚圆满落幕。热情的捷克观众给精彩纷呈的神韵演出报以阵阵热烈的掌声和叫好声，当地知名人士对演出给予了高度的评价。
神韵纽约艺术团在捷克布尔诺的演出于4月12号圆满落下帷幕，神韵艺术团展现的中华神传文化深深地震撼了捷克民众。布拉高瓦女士对舞蹈演员的技巧表示赞叹。
Divadlo je určitě fascinující show a zaujaly mě velice náročné prvky tanečníků, které bravurně zvládají.
布拉高瓦女士对神韵交响乐团称奇。
Živo hudbu jsem byla velice překvapená, krásně to harmonizuje celý ten prvek toho představení, takže to mě velice zaujalo právě celý ten orchestr, krásně doplňuje celou tu show.
高乃茨娜女士是一位资深出版社的编辑。他认为神韵的表演给他带来启示。
Tak ty dojmy se velmi těžko vyjadřují slovy. Já mám z toho velmi silný zážitek. Samozřejmě je to krásné po stránce umělecké, taneční, hudební, jako svoji roli tam hrají hudby, barvy, ale samozřejmě za tím vším člověk cítí nějaké poselství a to je to, co mě asi nejvíc.
他对神韵的表演深深触动。
Mně se líbilo teda každé vystoupení, ale pokud jde o to, co na mě působilo nejvíc emotivně, tak to byly ta poslední dvě představy, ta dvě poslední taneční vystoupení. To se přiznám, že mě tekly slzy, že už jsem se nemohla ubránit dojetí.
Takže to bylo vlastně to tibetské představení?
Tibetské představení a to pronásledování Falun Gongu. Takže tam to mě jako emotivně zase.
高乃茨娜女士希望下次能带更多的人来看神韵。
No, pokud bude v Brně, tak rádi přijdeme s manželem a třeba pozveme i někoho z rodiny nebo z přátel.
布尔诺之后，神韵纽约艺术团将赴德国布雷斯顿演出。新唐人电视台布尔诺记者站报道。